This is an awesome campaign. It's called the How for a Cure campaign, and it is in support of the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. We'll hear about that one and other cool, creative things that are coming up to support the foundation. Kylie Stepner is here with us. She's the Senior Director of Development for the Los Angeles chapter.
Hi, Tina. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you bet. You got a full fall planned that we're going to hear about.
We really, really do. We do not stop until we find a cure, so that means we go right until the end of every year, raising awareness and raising money to cure cystic fibrosis.
Right. The Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. You're working to find a cure and to support people who are affected by cystic fibrosis. And tell us a little bit about How for a Cure. That has to do with Teen Wolf.
It does.
Yeah. And Halloween's coming up. So
yes. So J.R. Bourne is one of the actors on the show. And his 17-year-old niece, Maddie, actually is a patient living with cystic fibrosis. She lives in Canada, which is where J.R. is originally from. And he has been a member of the cast since the very beginning. And since the very beginning, the cast has been doing really innovative and ingenious things to try to raise money and awareness for the foundation. And this is just another incarnation of their ingenious fundraising efforts. So we invite everyone to go to Twitter, Facebook, any social media avenue, and use the hashtag #HowlForACure, all one word, howl, the number 4, A, cure, and give us your howl.
So you can record a howl or record someone doing a howl?
Exactly. So think in the vein of the ice bucket challenge. So yeah, we want people to take videos of themselves, take selfies of themselves, or just do audio recordings of themselves howling. And if they'd like to include a message of support for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation or a patient they know living with cystic fibrosis, then that would be great too. It's just a great campaign that this team has started to really raise awareness and get the word out there. CF is defined by the U.S. government as an orphan disease, which means less than 30,000 people are living with it in this country. With 30,000 people having it, that means it doesn't quite get the same level of attention as some of the bigger diseases that affect millions of people. But nonetheless, it is a horrible disease, and it is one that doesn't have a cure, and we are doing everything we can to work against that.
Right, and it affects people from birth, and it affects your lifespan.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It is a genetic disease, so you can't catch it. You're born with it. And both parents have to be carriers of the defective CF gene, and it affects both the respiratory and the digestive system. So it creates a variety of different complications in terms of gastrointestinal issues as well as respiratory function issues. In 1955, when the foundation was started, the average lifespan of a person born with CF was 5 years old. Today, we are really, really excited to share that people are living well into their 40s and beyond because of the treatments and medications that have been developed solely by the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. We are the leading researcher of treatments and cures for CF. And because we're an orphan disease, we don't receive any governmental support or funding. So it's all grassroots. It is all community, family, and corporate-based giving that really has gotten us to where we are today.
Gene therapy is the future of this, right?
Gene therapy is the future of this. And it is very exciting that we are talking about gene therapy and stem cell research and things to really correct the defect, hopefully before a child's even born with CF, we could correct that underlying defect. I know that within the last 8 months or so, our new CEO, Dr. Preston Campbell, actually said to a room full of people that it is his vision that a person who is in their 20s and has lived into their 20s with cystic fibrosis can walk into a doctor's office, take a pill, and walk out of the doctor's office without cystic fibrosis. So I know that he is a man of his word, and he is going to do everything he can to help get us there.
And research is helping that effort, and you supporting them, the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, and also helping people living with cystic fibrosis. And so you have these really cool events coming up this fall. One involves the Young Professionals Group.
Yes. We are are very excited here in Los Angeles to have recently launched a Young Professionals Leadership Council. It is comprised of individuals ranging in age from about 25 to 40. Being 41 myself, they still let me hang around.
41? I thought you were like 30.
But yeah,
still young, either way.
But yeah, they're just a group of young up-and-coming professionals who wanted to really incorporate some measure of philanthropy into their professional growth and development. And of the 12 people that are currently involved with the council as committee members, I can only think of three of them that have a familial connection to cystic fibrosis. And I can only think of two of them that actually have a friend or, you know, someone they care about that has cystic fibrosis. So really, this committee is made up of just committed young people who saw a need and wanted to fill it. And we're really excited to announce that on December 8th, they will be hosting their first big event, which is going to be held at the Comedy Store. And it will feature Eliza Schlesinger as the headliner for the evening. And the event is still in the works, but I invite everyone to go to our chapter website, which is losangeles.cff.org. And stay tuned for more information on that.
And then you've got the stair climb coming up December 17th.
The stair climb is one of, I think, our most fun and challenging events. I personally have never completed it, but I am inspired by those who do. It is exactly what it sounds like. We invite people to register and come out and join us as we hike the stairs of the Coliseum. It is an up and down inside the Coliseum, up and down the bleacher stairs,
seating
stairs.
That's good exercise. That's great exercise.
It's great exercise, and we're really, really excited because while we've hosted the event here in Los Angeles for a number of years, we've always hosted it inside of a building. So we were actually climbing the stairwell of a 55-story building downtown. But this opportunity has really created a broader chance for our families and our patients with cystic fibrosis to participate in the event. Doing stuff indoors is not always ideal for a CF patient. It exposes them to a lot of unnecessary bacteria, potential infections, things like that. So by moving it outside, we are opening it up to a much larger audience, and we are opening it up to a much broader audience of CF participants. So we're really, really excited. And we really are grateful to the team down at the Coliseum for opening their doors to us. And we are so excited to be there.
So the Los Angeles Rams said, go ahead, you can bring everyone in and they can go up and down the Coliseum stairs and you'll be where the Rams play. So
basically, I think USC had a lot to do with it. And there's a big team down there at the Coliseum that we met with, and they liked what we had to say and said, come on down.
You can go check out the Coliseum and go up and down everywhere you want. Usually it's full, right, when you
Absolutely.
Go to a Coliseum event. But this is really an event around the Coliseum, being part of something special. And knowing that the Los Angeles Rams play there is also an added benefit
it
to
really,
it. Yeah.
Yes, it's very exciting. And I know that people are super excited that the Rams are back here in LA. Mm-hmm. And we hope that will be a big draw for them to come check us out as well.
Maybe some of the players will come out and do the stair climb with you.
I think that sounds like an open invitation,
yes,
Tina.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can get them to come climb with us.
And you can register right now? Do you need to register in advance?
Yes. Everyone should register in advance. There is more information on the website. It is losangeles.cff.org/climb, C-L-I-M-B. It is Saturday, December 17th.
Yeah. So it will not be hot.
It will not be hot, and it's a good chance for everyone to burn off some calories before they pack in those Christmas calories.
Burn off those Christmas cookies before they even happen.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you can also participate in the cycle event. Now, if you like bicycling, here's something for you.
Absolutely. So on December 3rd, we will be cycling in and around the city of Glendora, California, starting at the Alosta Brewing Company right there in beautiful Glendora, California. And we're offering a couple of different route options. There's 100 miles, there's a 65 mile, and there's a 25 mile, more of a family fun ride for those less adventurous. It's a great event. It's another event that we've been doing for a number of years. We relocated to Glendora last year, and we love Jamie down at Alosta, and we love the beer he pours for our riders when they finish that trip. trek of a bike ride. And again, it's a fun, fun day and another opportunity to burn off some calories before we pack on that holiday feed bag.
Or have some craft brews, right?
Or have some craft brews, which is personally my favorite part of the event.
Right, right. Maybe we should do that in the Coliseum too, right? Have the craft brews
when
done climbing the stairs. You can have a couple of beers and Alasta will bring some beers there. So you get done with the cycling event and there you go. You're ready to have a couple of cold ones.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All of this is fun, and it's all a way to support the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation.
Honestly, we couldn't do it without support from the community, companies like The Sound, who allow us opportunities like this to talk to a bigger audience and who come out to our events. As I said, this is an orphan disease, so it's not something that is talked about as frequently as things like cancer, which are just so much more prevalent in our society, but not any more or less important than our friends that are living with CF every day.
Absolutely. We need to create as much awareness as possible. So thank you, Kylie, for doing that, for being part of the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation and telling us about all these great events coming up, including the walks. You can find a walk anytime.
Yep, we do walks year round. We do have a couple coming up here in Southern California. Most local for our community is the walk coming up in Simi Valley on Sunday, October 23rd. And for those of you who are a little more adventurous and want a day at the beach as we move into fall, on October 15th, we will be up in Santa Barbara. So just a couple more walks to kind of round out the year, and then we'll be back in the spring with our full walk schedule.
Yes, walks in the spring and then walks now. And so the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, thank you so much, Kylie, for coming in to talk to us.
Thank you so much, Tina. And again, we really want to thank The Sound for their continued support.
You bet. What's the website one more time?
So our local chapter website is Los Angeles, all one word, .cff.org. And you can find out more information about all of our upcoming events for the fall and into the spring.
Lots of fun to be had with the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation.